This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Hello, sharks. I am coming to you with a product. I am looking for $50,000 investment in which you will receive $25,000.
Blood. Meat.
What was that?
Blood. Meat.
Stab, stab, still. Swim.
I don't know if I'm on Shark Tank or in a Shark Tank. I think I'm in a Shark Tank.
You're the wrong room. I'm so sorry. Sorry, it's this door.
Oh my God.
I'm going
to
get fired.
Oh, I think I'm supposed to be in there. Scuba.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. That was the wrong shark room. They're all on this floor.
Wow.
You're going in here.
They weren't in water. That was weird.
Yeah.
And that guy was in a full scuba suit and he was just saying scuba.
Yeah, it's a sex thing. Okay. All right. And if you just walk in here.
Actually, I left my
something in there. No, it's too late. They're in the middle of the sex thing.
Blood, meat. Scuba. Blood, meat.
Yeah, blood, meat.
Get out of here.
Scuba. Come on. Can I watch?
Slam.
Let me just open up this door. Oh, this looks like some sort of reality show. Hello, sharks. I'm sorry.
Hi. Mm-hmm. I'm a janitor. I'm sweeping up in here. All the sharks left. They are very protective of their time. What's that?
Just saying, you must be brilliant. That's the trope, right? Brilliant janitors.
I mean, do you see a blackboard in here? Fuck. I forgot I was doing math in here earlier. Okay. Yeah. So, Whoa. Yes. I'm actually going to night school, but none of this is correct.
You solved for polio?
I'm just scribbling, honestly.
I think we cured that, my man.
We cure it.
Someone didn't help. We. Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, all the sharks left, so I'm just cleaning up in here.
Oh, wait. Is this a sex thing?
It can be.
Okay. Goodbye. Let me go back in this room. Let me go in this door.
And I'm Erin Keefe, that's JPC, and we're Hey Riddle Riddle. Oh, hi, Adel.
Adel, you're here.
Worst one yet.
Perfect. No, this is better.
We were scared that you didn't find us because we're on the shark floor of this building now.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a sub basement, but I'll be right back.
Technically, this is a dom sub basement.
I'm going to go across the hall.
And you got to guess who.
I'll be right back. And open up this door and
and I'm Beverly Condolences, and that's Felix Missing Son.
And that's as much of that as you're gonna get unless you pay $5 a month, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. you ever want to see those characters on the main feed, you gotta pay the money, baby.
Okay, I'll get out of the room. Shut this steel, get back across the hall.
And I'm Erin Keefe.
And I'm Adel Refine. Welcome to another episode of
Do you want to be here?
I have to be here.
Can I pitch an episode idea to you guys?
Yes.
Sure.
It's a podcast, whatever.
Sure.
What about an episode where I just eat cashews throughout the whole episode? Just constantly me eating cashews on the
moment. Are you hungry?
Do you have cashews?
No, but I did just pour this big bowl of cashews, and I don't really know what to do with it. You ever pour a big bowl of cashews, and now you're just like staring at them and say, like, I'm not really hungry, but I could munch on a cashew?
Is that capturing the magic of the sweater? Do you think that we really, lightning will strike twice if we just do a whole episode about you eating cashews? Aaron, I'll do it.
Aaron, let's make fun of his cashews. That'll
I work. Do think my plain unsalted cashews is probably my, like, my sweater.
Oh, so you like your cashews like you like your personality. Plain.
No, I'm salty as hell. Are you kidding me?
Do you think Weezer ever wrote a song about cashews?
Half Japanese cashews, maybe.
This doesn't have legs. Sorry, JBC.
Just like a shark.
Hey, speaking of sharks, that does remind me of something that I have been spending a lot of time on recently. And the only thing that reminds me of that is that Shark is a brand of vacuum. I had been going very deep on vacuum cleaner Reddit. You guys have no idea the kind of shit that's going on the fucking vacuum cleaner Reddit.
Like sex,
you've done this before. This is your second time in, which makes me think the first time you did this when you were researching vacuums, you didn't do a very good job because whatever happened to that vacuum, it
Damn,
broke.
Damn, shots fired.
What's going on with your vacuum situation?
This is my first time talking about it on the podcast, Aaron. So that's the difference. I was trying to, yeah, I was just, we've run out of things to talk
about. I'm bad at this.
As friends.
Well, I have a Dyson, and I, the podcast across the hall, I just heard somebody yell.
It
sounded like Felix was yelling. No.
You go onto vacuum cleaner Reddit, and you start talking about your Dyson, they will eat you alive, my friend. Hmm. They will fuck you up talking about a fucking Dyson on vacuum cleaner Reddit.
What is Usher vacuuming with? Like, what is the creme de la creme? What's the Rolls Royce of vacuums?
I'm glad you asked. So I just got a Sebo vacuum cleaner, and you know it's fucking, you know it's luxury.
Is that a Star Wars robot?
You've never heard of that brand.
Sebo.
You've never heard of that brand ever in your whole life, and the people at the vacuum cleaner store say, yeah, they used to only sell these to hospitals. They just started making these for, like,
that's
regular dads.
That's a vacuum. No, that's a vacuum.
That's a blood, bones.
The other hot brand that I think is in contention with the Sebo is the Miele. It's like Miele, I think.
Miele.
Again, you never heard of these vacuum brands. You can't walk into the fucking grocery store and buy one of these vacuums. Like, you can buy like a Shark right off the shelf.
They're like industrial grade vacuums, I bet.
Yeah, it's a canister vacuum. It's a corded vacuum. It's the I kid you not. It is my dream. I am vacuuming and I'm having a fucking blast with how good this vacuum cleaner is.
Remember when you did mushrooms and hit a bunch of cheese? Your life is a little different now, huh?
Now you're sober and you just vacuum all day. I will. There's something. So once you hit, like, I don't know, 26, 27, there is something so satisfying about vacuuming with, like, pure suction. Like, it, to me, it's like a video game. And I recently got a shop vac, and it is, boy, oh boy, that puppy can really suck.
Yeah, I have a...
And it's so fun.
I did the math on this. I own four vacuum cleaners.
What?
Because I had a cordless vacuum, which I wanted to get a replacement for the cordless vacuum, but it still works. It's just the battery lasts only like 5 minutes. So I kept it around for like basically as a dust buster. I have a shop vac in my garage. I have this new... Sebo vacuum cleaner, and then I also have one of the robot vacuum cleaners, because I always want to be vacuuming. It's just like the more suction, the better in this place.
We got a robot one, and it has sat in its corner unused because I refuse to let it roam around, because that's daddy's work. Daddy likes the vacuum.
Daddy likes to roam.
Robot vacuum in the corner, please.
Hey, Mona Lisa, you can't roam without Caesar.
Aaron, how many vacuums do you have?
I have one vacuum.
And her name is?
Because I'm a citizen.
Aaron, not hyperbole, that is a completely unacceptable way to live.
Okay, well, actually, hear me out. I think I might have, here's what I have. All right, fine. Are we actually fucking talking about this?
Aaron has one vacuum, and it's a straw connected to a harmonica.
People like you, Aaron, shouldn't be allowed to fucking vote. Oh, I have one vacuum. You're not a citizen of this democracy.
I think I have three vacuums. So I have a...
Let's go!
Or four, or maybe four. Because I have one for the car. I have like a mini vacuum that's for the car. I have my regular vacuum. I have a like fabric vacuum. that I'll do on the mattress and on the couch.
Hell
and then I have a vacuum that is also like one of those like wet, it's like a wet vacuum for the couch. I have a white all form couch that is great if you have a pet, because if you can spill whatever on it and it will come out. But I do that like twice a year. I'll do the wet vacuum thing to it to get even more of Lou's hair out. So I guess I kind of have four vacuums, but I really only have one vacuum.
I mean, this is vacuum erasure. This is vacuum erasure. She has the same number of vacuums as me. You have the same number of vacuums as me, and I'm the one who's going to jail for being a pervert.
<You're not. laughs> Aaron, I'm going to buy you the, I don't know if this makes sense, I'm going to buy you the vacuum from Brave Little Toaster.
Stop, please. What? No, Edel, I've been nothing but kind to you. It's me, Aaron, your friend from the last 8 years.
I think that's why you have four, but you say you have one is because you're still afraid of the vacuum from Brave Little Toaster. For me, here's what I'll say for me. Every day is like the Dolly Parton song. Somebody head into the kitchen, grab my vacuum, something, something, something. Suck in 925. That can't work out.
Suck in 925.
Nobody clip that.
Nobody clip it.
Vacuum doesn't fit elegantly in this song at all.
Nope. Dolly Parton did it right.
Doesn't. Well, Dolly Parton did it best.
Dolly what about vacuum?
I'm begging of you, please don't suck,
Jolene,
my man. Nope, don't clip
vacuum.
That.
Vacuum. Yeah.
Well, Dolly Parton has aged so gracefully, but you know who hasn't aged gracefully?
Us
and a lot of our content, but Old Man Puzzle specifically, which is going to be me today.
Oh.
And calling me old is just redundant, so we'll just call me Man Puzzies.
Yeah, in 2024, you think you're just going to go by Man Puzzles now, right? Man Puzzles, by the way, is like awful Batman, like 80s Batman villain. It's me, Man Puzzles.
You're describing the Riddler.
I think what Man Puzzles does is he like sets you in traps. He like puts Batman in like physical spaces that are like mazes.
So he's
stuff.
The escape room villain.
Yeah, yeah.
What does he dress like? Casey is typing.
It's $60 to fight him.
$60.
You get a 21-year-old who will call in and give you hints on how to fight him.
It's $60 to fight him, and if you beat him within 20 minutes, you're like, oh, that was worth it. It feels like I should have just took my time.
Casey says Man Puzzles is also a terrible subscription box. Speak for yourself.
Man Puzzles.
It's a niche market, and that it's going to sell, Casey. It's going to sell because men like puzzles.
Man Puzzles would be fun if it was just a complicated guy that you have to figure out. It's like a board game.
Aaron, isn't that all men?
No.
I think that should
no,
be.
It's not.
This is going to be like a TikTok trend where it's like somebody opening their property tax and they're like, how do I? But then this is from, and it's like, Man Puzzles.
Oh, yeah.
It's like adulting is out, Man Puzzles is in.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Taxes. But, taxes are basically just Man Puzzles.
How do you turn on a grill? Man Puzzles.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. We're getting a call from, hello?
Yes, this is Franklin Hot Pocket from the... Hot Pocket.
Holy shit.
Fortune.
He finally called us back.
Can I help you with something?
Yes, you're not using my theme, Hot Pocket, for anything, are you?
Tell him that we're dead. Tell him we're dead.
We're dead. Also, that's not a theme. Saying Hot Pocket is not a
hang
theme.
Up.
Okay, I hung up. I hung up, and let's get to some riddles. I think when we're doing riddles, we technically can't be sued. Legally.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's parody.
It's parody.
Because no one would choose to do this.
Because Arnie Parrott did the music.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Weird Al's never been sued.
God, I hope we never have to go to court for anything. We'd be so fucked.
We'd be so fucked for so many different reasons. Unorganized, never on time.
We'd like to represent ourselves.
Yeah, immediately.
No, you see, Your Honor, because Arnie Parrott did the music. And he's like, jail. We're all going to jail.
Why did you each bring four vacuums to court?
To prove that we're normal.
To prove we're not perverts, Your Honor.
Your Honor, these are all character witnesses.
Fun today. Oh, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
No, wait, hold on. Aaron, once the riddle starts, the fun stops.
That's okay.
Let's just a little more fun.
No, I got like 15 minutes of fun. That's all I really need.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. 10 seconds. This is Aaron's time. Aaron, make up new words.
Hey, everybody. Editor's note. This is JPC here. We did have to have a child make some noises because when we asked Aaron to make noises that were making up words, she unfortunately said a whole bunch of slurs. In her defense, I don't think she knew she was doing it.
Oh, my God. But, so just so you know,
we edited that out and we put that in, so it's all
here.
Good.
We actually had to edit out the child's voices. I heard that little girl from I Am Sam. I forget her name. She's the sister of
Dakota Fanning,
maybe. Thank you so much. But it turns out she's not a little kid anymore. It turns out she's like 26 or something. So we did have to put a Zoom 6 mic taped around Aaron's neck while she slept. So the noises you heard were Aaron sleeping.
Snoring.
Have you guys ever watched a video of you sleeping?
What?
Have you ever watched a video sleeping?
I don't understand the question, Your Honor.
Have you ever thought about that, though? Because you will never get to know what it's like, what you are like when you sleep. Other people, your spouse, your whatever, might say, like, hey, you do this while you sleep. But, you know, you can never prove it unless you, like, see a video of you sleeping.
I just assume I look like an angel.
Oh, shoot.
I think I sleep like Big Bird, like in a nest with my head, kind of.
Do you think Big Bird sleeps in a nest?
Yeah, he does. Okay, when was the last time you watched Sesame Street, Dum Dum? He sleeps in a nest and he puts his neck down and he goes,
how big is his nest?
It has to be massive.
He needs an AC unit. He can't have a nest. He's got to have a condo or a one bedroom.
He's three.
He's
what?
Three?
He's 3 years old.
What is he, Benjamin Button disease?
How old is that in big years?
I don't know. I think he's three.
Okay.
Did he get what? So what's wrong with him? Did he have that Tom Hanks thing where he got big? Did he make a wish to get big? Or
no?
Robert
Wadlow disease.
His species
is just that big. Look, I'm sending you a picture of him and his.
There's more of him. I thought
he
was an anomaly.
Yeah, because there's him from every different country, and some big birds are different, like colors. Some are like green.
What the fuck?
First of all, that does not make a species. If there's one of him in every different country, that's
I don't know how many there are. Also, he has a grandmother.
So he has a grandmother. Is she big? Is the grandmother big?
Yeah, of course. Huh. Do you see him in his nest? I sent you a picture.
Did they ever make like a Sesame Street, almost like the Star Wars Christmas special, where there's like a whole family of Chewbaccas? Did they make an episode like that where it's like different Big Birds, where there's like, what are the rest of
them called?
Like a Star
Wars Christmas special.
Because he's a descriptor and then what he is. So what's his real, is his name like?
Is his
like,
name Big Bird?
What's his name?
Kevin?
This is the episode now. This is the episode, Aaron.
Okay, what? No. Okay, hold on. What is Big Bird?
You happy, Aaron?
Name?
You wanted to have one more minute of fun, and now we're here. And now we're asking, what is Big Bird's name?
I tried to give you 10 seconds, and then we had to involve a Breslin or Fanning or something.
Big Bird, papers. Let me see your papers. Where are you?
I think his name is Big Bird. He has a teddy bear named Radar.
Aaron, that's not answering the question.
MASH
that's
fan?
Neither here nor there.
In season 46, Big Bird's large nest is now sitting within a small, furnished maple tree and is no longer hidden by used construction doors.
His nest is in a tree?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You're not looking at any of the photos I'm giving you. He can roller skate, ice skate, dance, swim, sing, write poetry, draw, and ride a unicycle. Despite his wide array of talents, he is prone to frequent misunderstandings.
Yeah, I guess so. It makes sense.
In season 46, yet he's 3 years old? Make it make sense, Aaron.
Remember when Mr. Hooper died and they had to explain death to Big Bird?
What?
They're like, Mr. Hooper's not coming home, Big Bird. And he's like but
Big
I
Bird,
want him to come home.
You killed him with your big hands. You're too strong, Big Bird.
So he's Lenny.
You know how Big Bird has to sleep with like gloves with like a moisturizer in them?
No.
Yeah, Big Bird. Of Mice and Big Bird.
So did he go through Ellis Island at some point? What is his... He has to have a real name.
Okay.
He has to.
Okay. I have a quick trivia question for you.
Okay.
Please.
Carol Spinney, I think that's his name, who voiced Big Bird. What other character on Sesame Street? What other famous character
I want to say Groncho.
Groncho, kind of close.
Yeah, the Bird Brothers. I'm going to say the Count.
Oscar the Grouch.
Wow.
Oh.
From Bird to Trash.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his deal? What is he? Is he like a rat king, or did Trash come alive? What's that?
I don't know. He's just a monster.
I think he's canonically a rat king.
So why is there Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, a lot of descriptors going around, and then there's Bert and Ernie?
Mm-hmm.
How come they get that?
I don't know why they got real names. There's so many different Big Birds. Mm-hmm. Wow, they're all different colors. One is gray with brown brows. It's supposed to look like an albatross in France. Let's look up French Big Bird. This is going to be freaky, you guys.
What's bird in Spanish?
Oh, God.
Grande alouette. Well, it's a combination of Spanish and French.
Yeah, good. They're both romance languages. You can combine them. Okay, this whole Big Bird thing is absolutely fucked. I don't like that there's more than one Big Bird. I don't like that he has a grandma and not parents. There's just so much. I don't like that I guess he did have parents and they named him Big Bird. You would think that they would name him Big Bird because he's like bigger than others of his species, but I guess not. Like, I guess
it sounds like a name a teacher would give, where they're like doing a roll call and they're like, "Whoa, that's a Big Bird," and then it kind of sticks. But it can't be on. Show me the birth certificate where it says. But also, is Snuffleupagus a mastodon?
Show me the birth certificate. What have we come to?
Sorry, the birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
I can't find that.
I also don't think that teachers are allowed to just shoot off with nicknames anymore. I think that is a long gone. Unless, hey, are you a current child? Did you get a nickname from a teacher? Let us know.
I was called Captain Dumps because I kept asking to go to the bathroom. You didn't get that?
You were,
fifth grade,
you were
you
taught on the boat,
that?
Too.
So the riddle for this episode is...
Okay.
What's going on with Big Bird? What's his real name?
I thought a real riddle was coming. I was prepped. I prepared myself.
There's so many different kinds of Sesame Streets. This is crazy.
Are they like foreign language Sesame Streets? Like in other countries?
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm learning so much. They tell you my favorite experience with Sesame Street. I think I might have mentioned this on the show before. No. I was nannying this little girl in Chicago. That's what I did pre-pandemic. And you
had an umbrella and you like slid up banisters and stuff?
It was very painful.
You killed all those penguins.
Killed all those penguins. Tried to jump into a sidewalk painting and broke everything.
Made love to Dick Van Dyke. We assume. We have to assume.
Truly? Don't mind if I do. I would.
Made love to Jerry Van Dyke. Years young.
Guess what? I would, and I'm not kidding. You can't prove that I'm not kidding.
Here's the thing, Aaron. Google this. I think his current wife is younger than you.
I don't care. Get out of my way, young wife.
His shit still works? At 98, you think his shit's still popping and firing?
No.
I guess with pills and stuff, you can
do you know
whatever.
How many times he fell on his dick when he tripped over that ottoman?
I could dance for him. I think that would work. What do you think?
I could dance for him. Riddle challenge. Let's see who can arouse a 98-year-old man first. We all have everything at our disposal, all of our wiles.
Dick Van Dyke, more like Dick don't work.
Come on,
that's
man.
So funny.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry.
If anyone knows Dick Van Dyke, you can give him my number, and I'm not kidding. What was I talking about? Oh, Sesame Street.
Your
favorite. So I was watching
Sesame
this
Street
little girl,
experience.
And she loved Sesame Street, and I loved showing it to her because every time we watched it, she would learn like 10 new words. But there's a segment on Modern Sesame Street where, you know how they have like a letter of the day and the number of the day?
Modern Sesame Street. That's the one where it's like they follow three families of Sesame Street around. And it's a herald, basically. There's an A, B, and C plot line, and all kind of ties back.
People are going to be so pissed.
One of the Muppets plays a gay Muppet, but he's not actually gay.
Exactly. But one of the ways they announce the number of the day is they will bake cookies and pull them off on a cooking sheet and then count the cookies. So on a day, it would be like, the number of the day is, and then the cookie sheet will come out and be like, four cookies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. And they're like, oh, sweet. Okay, the number of the day is four. There's four cookies on the tray. And she loved that part because she loved cookies. She's like two, maybe one and a half, two. And one day, the number of the day is zero. And so zero cookies come off the tray. And she goes, sobbing, freaking out, does not recover, can't mm-hmm. continue watching the show. And then while she's napping, I can hear her in her crib and she's going, zero cookies, zero cookies, no cookies, no cookies, like traumatizing. Oh, so funny.
Wow.
So funny.
Why would they do that? To teach kids a lesson?
They had a responsibility to children all across the country and they fucking broke that sacred promise with
sacred
zero cookies.
Trust.
So, Aaron, it sounds like you've watched the most Sesame Street between the mm-hmm. three of us. Is there an episode where they show the count feeding?
Feeding what?
You know.
He's
a vampire.
Killing?
Like, feeding,
yeah, he's a vampire.
Like, in an alley?
Yeah. There's
these are street people.
Mother
no
and son that get
them.
Lost on Sesame Street and they ask for directions and he gives them the wrong directions and then he kills them and they show like everything.
Yeah.
They really don't. They don't cut away. It's not like shadows or anything. It's not mm-mm. done artistically. It's like really graphic.
To me, right people are meat. I butcher them.
Two meals. What the fuck? Run, Jeremy! Run.
Yeah, they show it.
Yeah, they show it. They show it.
Ever since Mr. Hooper died, they're like, it's our responsibility to show kids how dark the world is.
And who is Mr. Mm-hmm. Hooper? Why do we care that he died?
He owned Mr. Hooper's store. The little general store. He was the old man who was so nice to the kids and the Muppets.
You can't do that.
From the 70s.
Aaron, you can't do... If I say, who's Little Mikey, you can't say, from Little Mikey's Bikes.
Yeah.
That's true.
That doesn't make sense.
You don't know Little Mikey? Dude, he's from Little Mikey's Bikes.
You're using the term to define the term. That's circular logic. Won't stand.
Was Mr. Cooper a human or a Muppet?
Hooper. He was a human and he passed away in real life. And they had to address it on the show. Mr. Hooper.
They had to address
him? Yeah.
Huh.
As per his last will and testament. Their Muppets, do they ever die? Do the Sesame Street characters ever die?
I think they retire. I think they stop showing up.
Retire from what? Being like an eternal child? Like how do you retire from that?
You guys really let me...
3-year-old Big Bird with a big gold watch being like, I guess it's my time.
You think Sesame Street is handing out gold watches for anniversary?
For 50 years of service.
If you guys are pissed about there hasn't been any riddles yet, I totally get it, and you can blame me today.
Did any of the Muppets serve?
In overseas? Like, what are you talking about?
No, serve looks, Aaron. Drag
race. Of course.
Talking about waiters. What are you, Aaron, Jesus Christ. Overseas? I would hope not.
You can have a waiter overseas. They just don't do tipping culture.
That's funny.
It's a different job.
It's an insult. Aaron, I think we've chosen what this episode is today. Top three most fuckable Muppets go.
Grover.
She had a list. She pulled out a laminated
list. I'm going to take this super seriously. I actually watched Great Muppet Caper last night.
You watched Great Muppet Caper last night?
Mm-hmm. I'm going through a hard time, man. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
You can do what you... Yeah, do your thing.
Rolf?
Wait, Rolf is the piano player?
Yep.
Okay.
Hmm.
And he's a dog, right? Is he a bear or a dog? He's a dog.
He's a dog.
I think you guys have made me watch a Muppet thing, and there's probably only three Muppets that you could say that would be evocative of like a mental image for me.
Huh.
Like, I know Gonzo. I know Big Bird. I know...
You are Gonzo.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment.
Animal, maybe?
Animal's one that is... I couldn't think of a mental picture of what Animal looks like. And I think my problem is I know what way too many animals look like. So now I'm thinking about, like, a horse. But Aaron, is Animal a horse?
Animal's not a horse. Animal is a monster. I love your curiosity, though. Love that brain of yours. Okay, I'm going to go Grover, Rolf. Huh. Animal, maybe?
Do we think, like, if you say you went to, like, Spago in LA, and you're like, holy shit, that's Animal. Don't look right. Don't look. Behind you is Animal. Do you think if you approach him and you're like, Mr. Animal, I'm such a big fan, do you mind if I take it? Do you think he kind of like rah, 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 for the cameras, or do you think he like has a
what cameras? Oh, you're saying on the show?
He's an actor.
No, I think he says something like, "Hey, no, it's nice to meet a fan. Thanks for saying hi."
It's like Bobcat Goldthwait. Yeah.
I think you guys are insane. I would never approach an animal while it's eating. That's Obviously, they're going to get territorial about their food. Especially if he's as big as a horse, like Eric claims he is.
He's either an actor.
I didn't.
Or Sesame Street's a documentary. So I think we have to, it's one of those two realities.
And we're going to go on a break. And when we get back, I'm going to set Addle loose with all of his riddles. And then you'll all be sorry. And you're going to be wishing we're talking about the Muppets. Okay?
Okay.
Run.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, hits and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to be. She's in
able
a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did. Right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, and if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
And we're back, and Erin just gave me an extended list of her most fuckable Muppets. Erin, did you want to continue that list? Tell everybody else what you told me?
Shouldn't we paywall it? That feels like something we could paywall, right?
A 50-minute episode of Erin listing all the Muppets.
Sorry to put my business hat on in the middle of fun time, but I feel like we can make some money on Erin's fucking Muppet list.
All right, let's get to some riddles. Hey, thanks everyone for sticking around. Here's the actual riddles. 2 people are sitting across from each other at a table. However, neither person speaks with the other. How come?
God, what a jarring shift in tone.
Suddenly
we're just doing it. We have to like retrain. I have to retrain my brain to like think of answers instead of think of things to derail conversations.
It's a father and his adult daughter, and he doesn't know what to say to her. No, let's see.
This should be
because
the
he's dating someone. Get this, Aaron. He's dating someone younger than her.
No, that's crazy.
I gotta say, why do people do that? Why do people do that?
Because they're fucking weird.
Yeah,
Dick Van Dyke. All the three name people.
If you are gonna date someone who is younger than your child, you have to like put in writing that you're fucking weird. You have to be like, hey, I'm weird. I have to do this, but I'm weird.
Own up to it.
You gotta own up to it.
Gotta own up to it. Two people are sitting across from each other at a table. However, neither person speaks with the other. How come?
Why do people sit at a table and not talk?
Chess. They're playing chess. And one of them's Russian and one of them's American. And it's 1986. Yes. And the wall has not fallen yet. But this chess match is symbolic of a greater global game of chess that we know as the Cold War. And I will be taking my coffee to go.
That is blood. That is a cup of blood.
What, you don't want me to drink blood at the restaurant? You obviously want me to leave if I'm going to drink this blood. Adel, was I close?
You were... I want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are a father. Aaron, you are JPC's adult daughter. And it's getting to that age where you're off at college, you're doing your thing, and he just doesn't know how to relate to you.
Should we split an appetizer?
Sorry, I had my headphones in. What's up?
Oh, I was just saying we don't spend a lot of time together, and I was wondering if we should split an appetizer. I mean, we can splurge, you know? We don't get a lot of dinners. Not hungry at all. For even an entree. Okay. No, that's fine. Hey, you're 21 now. How about a drink? How about we have a cocktail?
Sorry, what? My headphones are in.
You keep putting them in. Leave them out. And there won't be an issue. What about a cocktail? You're 21 now. Let's have a cocktail.
With you?
Yeah, I'll have a cocktail. You'll have a cocktail. It'll be fun. We'll dish. We'll talk about our lives. What's new? You're in college. You're 21 now. What's new with you?
Water's fine.
Water's fine. Okay. You know, this is hard for me. I don't necessarily know that I can relate to a lot of the things that you have going on. Go ahead and grab the headphone before it goes back in. Go ahead and take that.
Ow.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, move fast kind of hurt you there, but the headphone was going back in. We can all agree. Why don't you tell me something about your life? Maybe you share, I share. We do a little share session.
Wow, did someone say share? I'm your waiter today, Small Moose, and I want to learn about sharing.
Dad, what is this?
Put your headphone in my ear. Don't want to deal with this.
Hello?
Just put the headphone in.
We're good with water for right now, thank you.
Oh, but I thought we were going to learn about... Turns to camera. Sharing.
So, Mom seems pretty happy.
Can I have some
Dave.
Of your mozzarella stick? Oh, sorry.
Are you a waiter here? Are you a waiter here?
Yes. Look at my name tag. It's me. Small Moose, but you can call me Smoose.
Yes, Moose, you can have
Am I
have
fucking
as much...
up my lines? What's happening?
Scene.
We can't talk about Sesame Street and then you say the word sharing in a scene. Of course that's gonna
I guess
activate,
not.
That's going to activate my Muppet.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, come on. Life lesson.
Why do people sit silently at a table together? Prayer.
Baby's prayer.
Baby's prayer. They're taking a test.
I do think churches should have more tables. If churches had tables, I might go to get work.
I want to say that this is, Aaron, this is going to be like a different type of table. Like this is like a multiplication table and they're taking like a math test.
Yeah, I think it's like a test.
Yeah.
Or like a ping pong. But they're sitting at a table.
It's just two people at this table, right? It's just two people sitting at this
table? It's not a test. It's more frustrating than that.
Can we have a hint?
I'm just going to give you the answer because this is a tough one. The two people are not together. They are sitting on benches and facing away from the table, and they do not notice the other person.
That's awful.
So picture like a picnic table outside. You're sitting on it, but you're not. Your knees aren't tucked under the actual tabletop. You're facing away.
Yeah.
I'd
like to see a scene.
I guess I get what was happening there.
JPC, you're sitting at a picnic table, and Adel is a stranger who has come to sit down at the same picnic table.
Excuse me. Is anyone sitting here?
Yeah, just my family. My son. It's my son's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. How old is the boy?
We're all good. Yeah, but
oh, I'm not telling anything. Just ask the question.
I know. We rented this area, so we have this for the next 2 hours.
Oh.
So enjoy your day.
Well, I actually, you know, I don't have to walk away because I actually live in the park.
You know, I maybe got that vibe. I just saw the big trench coat and the big hat, and I thought, maybe not.
The trench coat is new. I'll give you that. The trench coat is, I went to Hot Topic.
It looks like maybe it's a disguise. It looks like it's maybe some sort of disguise.
No.
Sir, if you're going to open the trench coat, just please go do it somewhere else, okay?
I just found movies. Have you seen these? You heard of these? I just saw The Matrix.
You just saw The Matrix?
Yeah, watch this. Leaning back.
Cool. Yeah,
bullet time.
That's from the movie. But this is an 8-year-old's birthday party, so we're actually not going to talk about The Matrix or anything that happens in that movie, and enjoy your day.
Aha. Can I have some eggs?
So you didn't bring this picnic basket. This is our picnic basket. You started to walk away while you were holding it. You need to leave this. You need to leave this, and you need to walk away just and enjoy the rest of your day.
What are you going
to
do? I'm protected by the
by who? That little guy?
Foundation.
That little guy's protecting you?
Hey, don't piss him off. Hey, Boo Boo, he's just joking.
His name is Boo Boo? Excuse me, Boo Boo, I know that, I'm sure you're very nice, but could you and your friend could you please go?
Oh.
Wow, Boo Boo not talking. Does Boo Boo not know Boo Boo's voice?
I'm panicking, my palms are sweating, I'm trying to remember.
Oh, Boo Boo. Yeah, Boo Boo just came from a rap battle. His palms are sweating.
Boo Boo? Is that true? Boo Boo, let me see your palms. Is Boo Boo okay? Is Boo Boo choking?
Boo Boo is not okay.
No,
Boo-boo.
That's a fake choke. I know what a real choke sounds like, Boo Boo.
Whoa, what?
Looks like Boo Boo died. Boo Boo's putting their arms across their chest like
no,
they're maybe
Boo-boo
dead.
Always does this when he doesn't want to talk.
Okay,
I've
now
seen him
I'm
die
now
a million deaths.
I'm sorry, now I'm so curious. Yes, you two join us. Please share in our meal. We invite you to my 8-year-old son's birthday party. I gotta know what Boo Boo's voice is.
Hi, I'm Boo Boo.
Whoa, not what I was expecting.
What is it?
Scene.
No, telling me
scene.
What it is. I'll do it. Scene. What is it, though?
Scene.
You said that, and I literally was like, it felt like that nightmare about, like, for not knowing you're in a high school play.
Ugh.
I was like, oh, fuck, what is it?
I guarantee there are people listening who are like, what? What is
who?
Boo-boo?
What is a boo-boo?
What is this?
I believe.
They're going to think it's Honey Boo-boo.
Let me go into my mind palace. I think Boo Boo was like, I don't know, Yogi. Like, I think he was like that.
Is that Droopy Dog?
No, Droopy was like going down. I think probably Yogi and Droopy were voiced by the same person, just like Carol Spiney.
Back in the day, that's how they did it, man. That's how they did it.
Back in the day, Mel Blanc was all the Looney Tunes plus the Cars.
It sounds like this. Here it is right there. There I go. I'm Boo Boo.
Okay, hey. And Casey, just go ahead and cut that right back in. And
no.
It'll ruin the scene, but cut it in. Aaron, great job. Great Boo Boo. You could do it.
Aaron, great
no.
Boo Boo.
You guys called me up to the big leagues and I wasn't ready.
Women can be anything, even Boo Boo.
You know, I always thought they were saying sit, Boo Boo, sit. But that's not what they're saying.
No, they're saying something else.
They're saying,
let's do another riddle.
And we'll never find
one
out.
That doesn't suck.
Yeah, that last one, I have to say, sucked. That was a suck riddle.
Okay, let me dig into my files here under good riddles. Oh, there's one left. A man is born in 1915 and dies in 1940 at the age of 30. How is this possible? A man is born in 1915 and dies in 1940 at the age of 30. How is this possible?
I don't know.
He's a time traveler. The man is traveling through time.
Remember when Time Traveler's Wife was such a big deal?
Mm-hmm. I actually, as problematic as that is, used to love Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh, the movie and the book?
Yeah.
Aaron, is that the one with the redhead that you like?
Yeah.
Donald.
No, that's Gleason? About time.
That's about time.
And that one's really good. That one is great. Time Traveler's Wife is when her future husband like keeps showing up when she's a kid. Like he time travels to talk to her and meet her, and then they finally like meet in time, right? Yeah, it's super fucked up.
Aaron, it's about what?
Yeah.
Aaron, so picture this.
Mm-hmm.
You're 12 years old, guy comes out of the bushes. Hey, it's me, your future husband.
Yeah, kind of terrifying.
He's 42.
It's so fucking scary. It's awful.
Is that what happens in that book?
Yeah. And he shows up naked every time. He shows up naked every time.
In the Terminator pose?
And she has to give him clothes every time.
He warps in with his like one fist down on the ground. Like, what? Yeah.
It's weird. He like teaches her French and like chess and talks to her. And then when she turns 18, they have sex. And then she meets him in like the correct time when she's like 22 and he's like 28. And then he has no idea who she is. And she's like, I'm your wife and you're going to marry me. And he's like, no, I'm not. And then they finally catch up to him being himself. And then he starts traveling back through time and then
just
he dies.
Just date another time traveler. What are we doing?
Hey, here's an idea. Be a time traveler and also just have a relationship outside of that. Like you don't
can't
need
control.
To find your wife at work.
Yeah, that's true. He can't control
where control
he goes.
It. I'm 40 and I have to fuck an 18-year-old because I can't control it.
He just
I
starts
have a
coughing
disease.
And he beams to wherever she is. He's because
I actually
him up.
Need to be protected. Mm-hmm.
It's really fucked up. But
you can't actually fire me from my travel. Job. Yeah, I'm a time traveler.
Theo James, the guy from Divergent and what's White
Golden
Lotus
Hotel. Yeah, White Lotus.
Yes. Was in the most recent TV show of it. So I did watch it for him because he is handsome.
Very handsome.
But
keep remaking
it's problematic.
This thing?
Yeah. They need to stop.
Jesus.
They need
he
to
also,
stop.
He also goes back in time and fucks himself.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
He goes back in time and he fucks himself.
In the show?
Yeah.
In the book?
Both.
Ugh.
He also, his mom gets decapitated and he has to keep going back to that moment.
What?
Please,
I don't remember
please,
that.
Part.
Mom's an opera singer who gets decapitated in the car in front
this
of him.
This is like
that. Hey, Adel, that's how a lot of them go.
And that's when he starts.
That's how a lot of opera singers go. Like, it's a dangerous profession.
Batman writers would even scoff at that. His mom is an opera singer who gets her. Who gets? How does that happen?
Am I the only one who read this book when I was in high school?
It seems like Adel read it.
I read it like 40 years ago. All I remember is that it's set in Chicago, and they're like. Let's go meet at the Metro. And I just moved to Chicago and I was like, fuck yes, the Metro. And then they're like, I grab you some Ann Sathers. And I'm like, fuck yes, Ann Sathers. So I remember being like stoked that they were making references to places.
I think Adel read Devil in the White City. It seems like.
Yeah.
It
and
seems
he kept
like
killing.
All
he had like a wall. He kept time traveling into the World's Fair, I think. The World's
I'm
unfair.
Shocked at this movie. What's the riddle? The riddle is this movie.
A man
good?
Is born in 1915.
Oh, yeah. We were in the middle of a riddle. I love
women.
When I fully forget we're in the middle of a riddle.
A man is born in 1915 and dies in 1940 at the age of 30. How is this possible?
Okay, so that's.
He dyes his clothes. He dyes his hair.
Yeah, he dyes his hair because he's getting older. He's 45.
Dyes hair. Okay.
He's 45, starting to go gray. Gotta get that hair dye.
Is that what it would be fun if like I keep wanting to call them Muppets. One of the Sesame Street characters was going through like a midlife crisis. Like I forget which one it is, but he's like near far, but he shows up in like a Ferrari and sunglasses and he's like, you know, just going through something.
Yeah. Just going through something. He's banging an 18-year-old. His daughter's 26. Everybody thinks it's normal. Nobody's talking about it. This is either a leap year thing or like a AD or before the Common Era, after the Common Era, you know, type of calendar switch.
Dominoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
a man
mm-hmm.
is born in 1915 and dies in 1948 at the age of 30. How is this possible? Here's
AD.
What I'll tell you.
No, yeah. BC.
BC, AD.
You'll be seeing these hints. It's not. Here, I'll give you a hint. 1915 and 1940 are not years. A man is born in 1915 and dies in 1940 at the age
hospital of room numbers.
Aaron Keefe.
Wow.
Awesome powers, Dan.
No, it's me snoring.
He was born in room number 1915 at a hospital and dies in room 1940.
Okay.
The big hospital.
I take issue with that. I don't necessarily know that hospitals are numbering their rooms just like 1 to 2,000. I just don't think that that's the case. I think that they have floor. Like,
probably
what's that?
Floor. It probably goes by floor. 19 is probably the 19th floor.
Yeah, but they have like different wards, right? It wouldn't just all be room 1915. It would be like, I don't know, the cancer ward, room 6. You know what I'm saying?
I guess, man.
Do you want to take it to Riddle Court? I don't think you're going to win.
Yeah, you don't. I wouldn't, man. And no, don't represent yourself.
I don't want to take this one to Riddle Court. Also, yeah, I guess, man, hospital, a 19th floor hospital, but I guess that they do have hospitals that are pretty tall. But I'm trying to think. The last hospital that I went in was not 19 stories. That's a tall hospital. It's a big city.
A friend of mine died in a tall hospital. And he was way up there.
What Whoa. To say to that? How do we... Huh.
It's one. It's near like Lakeshore Drive, and it's got a big stained glass window, but I forget the name of it.
You don't remember the room your baby was born in, JBC?
Wow.
I do, but like I said, it wasn't numbered that way. It was like, I think it was room like 7, but it was on like the 8th floor or something like that, but it wasn't room like 807.
Hmm.
It was like numbered by the ward. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just don't trust... that this hospital thing, I think it was for the riddle. I think it was constructed with purposefully misleading numbers.
Riddles would never do that.
I do want to see a scene.
I've been hurt too many times before.
I'm going to be a moderator. Aaron, you are the lead Democratic. You're the Democratic lead for president. JPC, you're the Republican lead for president. This is the
Republican lead for president?
You're in the lead.
What's going on?
La, 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 la.
Guess who didn't sleep last night? You're the nominee. You're the Republican nominee for the presidential race. This is final of the presidential debates. And JPC, you are really hung up on an issue that nobody else is even thinking about.
Okay.
Candidates, I'll ask you one more time.
Why do they get blue? Blue objectively goes with more things than red. You know how hard it is trying to do red as like an aesthetic?
Is this relevant to the issues that our constituents are facing today?
I just think there's an issue of fairness, and there's an issue of color palette, and there's an issue of, by the way, how these cameras are all set up. I look washed out as absolute shit because I have to wear all red and you get to wear gentle blue tones.
You're also wearing basically like ghost makeup. You look awful.
I have to remind both candidates, you did not have to wear any certain color, especially not all of that color.
Blue makes my eyes pop, Your Honor.
You both look like you just got drafted in the NBA. You're wearing... full, bright one-color suits.
The guy backstage said I had to wear a big 1990s NBA draft red suit.
I was the guy backstage.
Your Honor.
I'm not a judge.
I'm not a judge,
but America will be the judge off this next question. What do you think is the biggest issue facing America and Americans today?
Silly little men in big, big suits.
No. You have a minute 47 left if you want it.
Can I cut in?
He's a jerk, Your Honor. I hate him.
Your Honor, can I cut in? I think one of the biggest issues facing America today is people that sneak into your dressing room right before a debate.
Can't prove
it. And they put a bunch of ghost paint makeup all over you because they say it'll make you pop like Nixon. I don't need to prove it. I look ridiculous and it's all because of you.
That is the end. What we have seen today is historic, the most mature and intelligent presidential debate of our time. And the winner is, gets handed an envelope.
Please, I hope you get it. I know you deserve it. You did so much better. I hope it's you.
Puts on glasses. Understand what's happening.
Why don't we share it? Why don't we split it? Your Honor?
Moonlight.
We're going to split it.
Moonlight?
I recently watched or rewatched La La Land because Mariah had never seen it. And it was, you know, on one of the streamers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And my hot take about La La Land is if it was never like an Oscar movie, which I don't know, it just absolutely shouldn't have been, it shouldn't have been part of that consideration. I think it would just be like a really fine, like romantic comedy with like some singing in it. Because I think that both of those, what is it, Ryan Gosling and
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, they're both like super charismatic in that movie and they do a great job. Mm-hmm. But if it was never like hyped, I think people would have watched La La Land and been like, this is fun.
Yes, agreed.
I wasn't crazy about it.
I think it's a victim of its own success. And I feel like also they just should have had Ryan Gosling, like he was like big into like indie music or something. I think the whole jazz thing really put a hitch in his giddy up.
Yeah, the guy just really wanted to use one jazz song throughout the movie. And he was like, the only way I can think to do it is make Ryan Gosling really into jazz.
Or they should have had him play jazz drums. And then what's his name? Jonah Jameson. What's that guy's name? Bald guy, Whiplash. Jameson?
Oh, J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, he's in that movie.
Yeah, he should be his Whiplash character and like really take it to him. Really.
Yeah, let's see. So what they should have done is they should have had J.K. Simmons as Whiplash. They should have had Ryan Gosling as as Ken. And then they should have had Emma
Stone. You two are making a mess right now. This is a mess.
Stone as Lindsay Lohan from Mean Girls, the musical.
Ooh, yes, 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 yes. Whiplash sounds like a Batman villain.
Who's going to clean up after this episode, by the way? Is it me? I'm not cleaning.
Aaron,
Casey's
you have
not
four
cleaning.
Four vacuums. Aaron, you have four vacuums.
Not technically true.
No, technically true. Not
They're not podcast vacuums.
Well, Casey Tony's our podcast vacuum.
Ooh,
he's
yes,
our janitor that's... genius. He solves all the riddles on the board after the episode while he's sweeping up.
Let's clean up with one final riddle.
Yeah, I'm hungry for one more riddle.
This one's a doozy. The Pope is giving a speech. A man in the audience.
Pass.
Everybody gets, don't forget, everybody gets one pass every 5 years. Aaron, you have just used yours.
And I'm proud of it. You're welcome, everybody. Fuck the Pope.
And let's see what would have been in this riddle. Oh, Aaron, it was a brand new car.
Don't care.
Aaron, it loses value as soon as you drive it off the lot. Do not buy a brand new car.
Oh, I do need your guys' help. I need to buy a car for the first time ever.
JPC is the man to talk to.
JPC.
Yeah, you got to talk to your old JPC about
Will
that.
You help me?
Yeah,
you should
absolutely.
Fly out to LA and you're famously like a no bullshit, like don't know as they try and sell you upgrades. You're like, nope, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not for Aaron. I'll say, give me the undercoating. Give me the warranty. Give me the bumper to bumper, baby. Give me everything.
I'm totally on my own with it. It will be the biggest purchase I ever make by myself and I'm scared. So if you could give me some advice or help me.
Aaron,
that would be really appreciated.
What you should get, because you live in LA, which is notoriously traffic heavy, you should get one of those little Italian job cars.
Okay, great. I love bad advice. I'm taking it immediately.
Uh-huh. They call those a ristretto.
Ooh, I'm going to be so
on
poor.
On top of ice cream. The Pope is giving a speech. A man in the audience shoots the mayor who is behind the Pope. Why?
Because the mayor was trying to kill the Pope.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Mayor's a Pope killer.
Classic.
Mayor's a Pope killer, dude.
You're a Pope killer.
He's shooting him with a camera.
I wish. No, this is a gun.
What?
Is he trying to shoot the Pope? Does it pass it through the big hat?
Not all popes are Italian. Not all popes are Italian. I can't.
But
I
they all live in Rome.
Who cares?
They all live in Rome. I'm sorry, but you can't be like, I live in Italy and be like, but I'm not Italian.
Not the retired one.
Oh,
Where's
yeah.
He live?
Is this a retired Pope?
Actually. No, the Pope is giving a speech. A man in the audience shoots the mayor who is behind the Pope. Why?
Oh, okay. John Mayer is dicking around doing like a little guitar backing for the Pope's speech.
Yes.
The Pope is like, I don't believe a homosexuals. And John Mayer is like,
your body is a Vatican.
And your bubblegum tongue. My least favorite lyric of all time. That and I feel the tingles in a silly place. Those are two of my least favorite lyrics.
Toes and it goes to your nose. That's not John Mayer.
Do you think John Mayer refers to his penis as his silly place?
I
just
do.
A casual conversation?
He gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, he's a heebie-jeebie giver.
Freaks me out.
Heebie-jeebies was an amazing punk rock club in New York. It got closed down.
Oh, yeah. You can tell by the way I use my walk.
I'm a woman.
How many songs in the history of songwriting do you think are about Jennifer Love Hewitt? Over or under 30?
Wow.
11.
Got it to be over. Got it. The Pope is giving a speech. A man in the audience shoots the mayor who is behind the Pope. Why? Now, this might be the toughest riddle, trademark, we've ever had, trademark.
Is this the mayor of, like, a city? Is this, like, an elected official?
So, like, a Mayor McCheese?
Yeah. Yeah, he was elected, duly elected.
And sorry, the question is he the mayor of a specific city?
Or a city. Like, is he a mayor, like, an elected official? Or is it like mayor, like a horse? Like the Pope is riding a horse, like doing a speech.
Wow.
That's a good guess.
Can I ask you,
why would the horse be behind the Pope?
I'm not going to tell you yes or no, but can I ask, okay, if it was a horse, a mayor, solve that riddle. Why would a guy shoot a horse behind the Pope?
So
that sounds like an old timey expression. Like,
yeah,
the Pope, this is like 1100 years ago. The Pope has gotten off his horse to give the speech. And so the horse is behind him. What's that?
His,
yeah, it's
horse.
Exactly. To be closer to God.
If a horse eats cannabis, don't ride it.
Someone shoots the horse to spook the Pope.
Of course. Smacking the Pope on his ass will spook the Pope. If you smack the Pope on the ass, it spooks him.
Okay, that's got to be on the Rushmore of my favorite sentences ever said on the show.
Somebody shoots the horse to spook the Pope. Somebody shoots the horse to spook the Pope. Somebody shoots the horse to spook the Pope.
Can that be the episode title, Adela? And I hate to say it.
Somebody shoots the horse to spook the Pope.
She swallowed the fly.
Somebody shoots the horse. Somebody,
she swallowed the spider to chase the fly. She swallowed
she shot the horse to spook the Pope. Swallowed the fly. I don't know why. I mean, that's.
Am I close?
You're close in that. That's the best answer to a riddle we've ever had.
Okay.
And this episode started with 30 minutes of Sesame Street. So this, while we went from zero to
all 100, downhill, it was all downhill.
We really made up for lost time.
I don't know, man. What? I don't know. Aaron, do you have anything? Is there any fucking thing?
I have
thing
nothing.
That you
I'm
have?
Thinking. I got nothing. Is there any fucking thing that I have? I have nothing. Look at my empty, empty hands. Who? I don't know. My
don't
only
know.
Thing was shooting like a photo, and that was 11 minutes ago.
And that was
so
great.
I don't know. That was fine.
I can't remember if it was. I don't know, Aaron, if this was you or Sadia, my sister. Somebody sent me a video of the Pope smacking a woman's hand. And couldn't stop laughing about it. Because somebody, like, in a crowd reached out to touch the
Pope. I do love that
video. And he, like, smacked her hand away. It must have been Sadia, if you don't remember it. Okay. No,
I remember. I love that video.
Any final guesses?
I don't know.
Pope
smacks? I got nothing. I don't know.
I don't know. You defeated us. We're done.
Grab some water.
Okay.
Get comfortable.
The first fucking riddle that you read was so bad that it broke my, like, faith in riddles for the rest of the episode. I was like, now the answer could be like, I don't know. He was sitting back to back with someone on a fucking bench, and that's why.
A way to stop at the podcast. At JPC, you said it broke it a faith?
Broke it a
faith. How can I amend the defense of a faith?
Mend the faith.
It's a meat, a smoke, and a pope.
Shave it a beard.
Shave it a beard. Wash it of heat?
Give me the fucking answer.
No.
Yeah,
what
dying.
Is that? You take out a gun? No. A shoot at a horse, a spook at a pope.
That's the one thing that can spook a pope.
New Halloween costume, spooked pope. That's
what
hard
is
to say.
The answer?
Okay. Get comfy. The Pope has returned to the village where he began his priesthood 30 years earlier.
Okay.
He was late for the ceremony, so naturally, the mayor spoke first. The mayor claimed to be the first person ever to give a confession to the Pope 30 years earlier.
Okay.
When the Pope arrived and gave his speech, they didn't share notes. The Pope related, that the first confession he had ever heard was that of the murder of a young woman. The man in the audience was the young woman's brother, who then promptly shot the mayor. So a few things, real quick.
Yeah.
One, this brother must carry a gun around for the last 30 years just hoping someone slips up.
Hey, he's
oh
an Italian.
My God, I hate this riddle.
Two. No.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
Casey,
thank you.
You're
no.
allowed.
That's smart.
Casey, no. Two, my second point, there's a lot to be made. My second point is, balloons. My second point is, what speech, what possible speech could the Pope be giving where the first words out of his mouth are about a young woman being murdered?
Yeah. What?
Let me start with an anecdote. A young woman goes into a church and is murdered. I assume,
you know, maybe if there's like a big memorial for that woman in this town that he's like going to mention as well, you know, that could make sense if there was like never a murder. That was like the first murder in this town. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I
hate that riddle.
Scene.
No, we don't have time for a scene. The episode's over.
Oh.
Yeah. You lost your scene privileges with your long ass story about the goddamn Pope. Aaron, you have anything to plug?
Can we do the scene after we stop recording?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Of course, always.
Yeah. we have done so many scenes.
I would check out our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. All the best stuff is over there. We don't do any riddles, you guys. It's awesome. Addle, anything to plug?
I want to plug the phrase, shot a horse to spook the Pope. I think that could be merch. I think that could be a song. I think that could be a board game. I think that could be a card game. It could be like a Rube Goldberg-esque machine, a la the Mousetrap.
Yeah, I think the product possibilities are endless.
I think this is one of the best gifts given unto thee. So I would say really
check out. Does it have the same energy as Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy?
Better energy. Shoot a horse, spook Pope. It should be a country song.
Yeah.
maybe I'll dick around and write a country song. I won't. And check out our Patreon. And let us know in an email to, I want to say, hrrpod@gmail.com. What's our fucking email?
HRR podcast.
Send an email to hrrpodcast and let us know who your favorite Muppets are, what your favorite episode of Sesame Street is. Let us know.
Talk to us. We miss you.
Talk to us.
We're worried about you.
What's going on?
We love you. We love you.
JPC, do you have anything to shoot off?
Yeah, I got a little review to read, and I will say, you know, we're running short on these reviews. So if you want to go leave a review anywhere, you can leave reviews, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. I think Spotify you can only do ratings, you can't do reviews. But leave one. I might mention it on the show. And today I'm reading one from Puck. Puck writes, "It's free, good deal. It's like the Three Stooges for the 21st century." Huh. Okay, thank you, Puck.
That's really nice.
Not
yeah,
Mo.
It's really nice.
Not Mo.
Oh, JPC, whoops. Looks like you're Mo.
JPC is Mo.
Who are you?
JPC is Mo.
Okay.
Well, I'm the dumb one.
Shep. Can I be Shep? I'll be Shep.
Aaron, did you know that there was another stooge? There's four, I think. But there's a fifth one.
Oh, you're talking about Jupiter?
Just say that, yeah. Okay, so the scene is, JPC, you are the Pope. Aaron, you're a horse.
And I am stopping my...
Come on!
Casey told me to be editing. Every parish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, aliens and agents. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We take you behind the scenes at Area 51. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.